Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello, welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Segun Lawson, who's President and CEO at Thor Explorations. How are you today, Segun?
I'm good. How are you, Zach?
Very good. We're speaking in the wake of high-grade mineralization being intersected at Segilola. Maybe you can tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. Our priority as a company this year has been to extend the mine life. You know, the Segilola mine is our flagship asset. It's our cash cow. It's a project which we have fully repaid the senior debt on. So we have a clean balance sheet and are building up cash on a monthly basis. And it's also one of the lower cost mines in Africa, or should I say globally. So, you know, every additional ounce of gold we find now is hugely value accretive. You know, as a priority for us now is how much can we find here and how much can we extend the mine life by?
I mean, the other thing I suppose you have, you're almost, you've done so well, it's almost difficult to beat whatever you've done already. Is extending mine life the main priority now?
It's the main priority, certainly. And we've our initiative of doing that is being supported by, you know, various actions we've taken. We've increased our exploration budget. We've purchased new drilling rigs now to increase the rate at which we can drill. And, you know, prior to this as well, we spent a lot of time carrying out studies to understand better the structural controls, where the mineralization is. And, you know, we've drilled based on our findings over the last couple of years. So, you know, every year of additional mine life at today's gold price of, you know, $3,000, if we can take an average of 85,000 ounce production every year and our all-in sustaining costs are continuing to be at the levels they are now, around about $1,000, just under $1,000 per ounce, you can see there are very high margins and very strong cash generation that comes along with this project. That's why we've prioritized extending the mine life.
So, as I said, you've done so much, and obviously we've spoken quite a few times. What do you say to people who look at your company now and say, well, this is great, your shares are up 2x on the year. Is it too late to get on board?
I don't think so. I think our values underpinned by our production and existing mine life. So if we were in the unlikely event we did not find another ounce of gold, we would still generate very strong cash. We are paying a dividend at the moment over the next 2 years, and we are delivering value to shareholders just based on our existing project without finding anything else. Should we extend the mine life, then we become significantly undervalued. You know, for every year we extend it, you know, we are looking at today's gold prices, you know, north of $100 million of free cash for every additional year to the bottom line. So that's something that needs to bear in mind. But, you know, we are also very active outside Nigeria. We have a great project in Senegal that is going through a preliminary feasibility study, going through the final rounds of a preliminary feasibility study that will unlock a lot of value for our shareholders. We're looking at something in terms of ounces much bigger than what we have in Nigeria that would have a mine life, you know, north of 10 years and, you know, produce at levels above what we're producing in Nigeria as well, probably at a lower margin. And I say that because of the lower grade we have in Senegal. So there's still a growth story. There's still a major milestone to be delivered this year, which is a preliminary feasibility study, which will also be the first time there are economics attached to our Senegal project that we think is a re-rating opportunity. And thirdly, we're in Côte d'Ivoire, where we moved into in 2024. We've released a couple of months ago our first set of results in Côte d'Ivoire. Drilling results there, very encouraging. On our Guitry project, which we own 100%. We've also assembled a portfolio in Côte d'Ivoire where we have an earlier stage project, Marahui, which has come up with some fantastic initial exploration results. And we're very excited to start drilling that later in Q3. and through to the end of the year. So we have blue sky exploration, we have a project in development, we have production, and we're looking to extend the mine life in terms of our production. And all that means, if you add all those opportunities together, we think there's serious multiple re-rating opportunities for our shareholders.
You know, you mentioned the jurisdictions you're in, Nigeria, Senegal, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of investors will wince. Lots of companies have come a cropper in those jurisdictions. What's the secret of your success in terms of, you know, going to, you know, almost like the most difficult jurisdiction? You know, you're there and lapping it up.
Yeah, look, I would first thing I would say is, look, this is the first and still only the only large scale gold mine in Nigeria. So there wasn't a blueprint and it's not really known to the mining investing audience. But you take the word mining out of it, Nigeria's a very sophisticated economy with huge amounts of foreign direct investment going into the country in other sectors, oil and gas, in the power sector, in the telecom sector, in the banking sector. Even if you look on AIM, there are a number of AIM listed companies with assets, oil and gas assets in Nigeria as well. So me being Nigerian personally, never really had the same risk profile as the general mining investing audience. You know, it was an educative process to show that it's got a sophisticated economy, it's got a high skill base, it's got a very enabling mining code. You can own your projects 100%. You have a tax holiday, repatriation of your foreign exchange. So it's not as difficult as people may perceive. You know, so, you know, that being said, we are a first mover. We did have to lay the blueprint, and there were some, should I say, learning experiences along the way. But like you say, we believe we've cracked it. We're operating there without any issues. And, you know, one of the things we will continue to try and do is leverage on our first mover advantage and continue to explore other areas in Nigeria based on our learnings from what we have done in Segilola. And then we're diversified by jurisdiction. The other jurisdiction with our next most advanced project is Senegal, which has Endeavour's mine in there, the Sabodala mine, which has been operating there for multiple years, previously owned by Teranga, and the Massawa complex, which was bought from Randgold, going into production. It's got, you know, another listed company, Resolute, doing very well in Senegal with their Mako mine. And there's a mine being built there now, Boto. So we think we're in a jurisdiction where we don't have to lay the blueprint there. It's been done. It's got a very educated population, very good geologists, very strong ministry. And, you know, where we don't see any issues operating there. And thirdly, Côte d'Ivoire, where we moved into last year, I would say is the success story of West Africa in terms of developing gold projects from the exploration stage through to building operating mines. If you just look at the sheer number of mines that have been built there over the last 10 years, and the mines that are currently being built there now. So I think we're in the right jurisdictions in terms of developing projects and also in terms of geology.
Segun Lawson, President and CEO at Thor Explorations. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.